Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. A blistering heat wave being felt across the Southwest is showing no signs of letting up. Phoenix exceeding 110 degrees yesterday for a record-tying 18th consecutive day. Temperatures of at least 115 degrees in the forecast for the next several days. Here's Dr. Kara Guerin, an emergency room physician at Valleywise Health in Phoenix, on how to recognize heat stroke.
Some people get to the point where they're no longer sweating. A lot of people are very lightheaded, dizzy, cramps, feeling very poorly. And some people even have temperatures. We've had someone up to 110 degrees, which is not oftentimes very fatal or certainly life-changing.
Meantime, tens of millions of Americans across several states under heat advisories, including California and Nevada. Forecasters say record-breaking heat expected through the middle of the week from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley and up the East Coast. Israeli President Isaac Herzog is headed to Washington for a meeting today with President Biden. He'll also address a joint meeting of Congress. The visit comes as Biden yesterday invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the U.S. for an official visit later this year. The Georgia Supreme Court has dismissed former President Trump's bid to shut down an investigation into his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in that state. In a unanimous decision yesterday, the court concluded that Trump has not demonstrated the extraordinary circumstances that would require its intervention. It comes after Trump's legal team asked the court last week to block a probe by Fulton County Democrat District Attorney Fannie Willis. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A superyacht believed to belong to billionaire Walmart heiress Nancy Walton Lori has been vandalized by Spanish activists. Members of the environmental group posted a video showing themselves in front of the vessel in Ibiza, holding a banner reading, "You consume, others suffer." They sprayed the superyacht with red and black paint. A Connecticut woman being called a hero for a crash landing a plane on Martha's Vineyard after the pilot suffered a medical emergency. Now, nobody knows much about that passenger, just that she's 68 years old. It's unclear whether she had any prior flying experience, but she took over the single engine plane's controls Saturday afternoon after the 79-year-old pilot suffered a medical emergency en route from Westchester County Airport to Martha's Vineyard. The woman landed the Piper Meridian on its belly at Martha's Vineyard Airport. The pilot survived. Drake putting the full court basketball gym at his Toronto mansion to good use. Last week, the Kentucky men's basketball team had access to the rapper's home and ran a full practice. Coach John Calipari took a video after practice showing the team playing in Drake's pool. Actress Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello are divorcing after 7 years of marriage. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. David Johnson is going to be connecting with us in just a moment, and we're going to talk about his latest book, The Virtuous Woman. He says, while there are about 4 billion women in the world, there is a scarcity of virtuous ones. Even a simple review of commodity theory shows that the scarcer something is, the greater value it becomes. In a culture that has become increasingly evil, every virtuous woman counts inestimably. Virtuous women not only save lives, but they can save a culture. David Johnston is with us now. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Privilege to be with you. I mean, you, it goes without saying how important what you're doing is, like, across the country. And you're talking about the stuff that really matters. Good for you, Bill.
Well, that's very kind of you, David. You can blame it on God, because sincerely, and I tell people this story. You know, I grew up in the radio business, and I was a juvenile for many years. I worked in L.A. radio playing records, you know, playing the hits and taking requests and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, I felt like I needed to go back to school and get my degree, and went to Bible college, and I thought for sure, you know, God was directing me to be involved in ministry, because I've always, you know, wanted to do, you know, something in ministry. And I thought, okay, and here it was, the timing of these mega churches were coming into play, and I had the media background, and I could really help them and all that. But God had a different idea. He says, no, I want you to go behind the microphone. I said, come on, God, you're kidding me, right? I mean, I'm playing records. I mean, let's go. We can do trivia about, you know, 60s, 70s music, 80s music and stuff like that. But talking about God and the Bible, because
now we know that God was right.
If nothing else, David, he has a sense of humor.
I believe
we're often told that, you know, here's man, they come up with their own plans and God laughs, you know. But, this has been one of those deals. So, yeah, I'm definitely hanging on to the garment of Jesus all the way through on all this. And I'm blessed to have, you know, guests like you that know what they're talking about. And, you know, we're very grateful. I was sharing this with the audience the other day, David, this network that we're associated with. I mean, because, you know, as I was saying with Terry Beatley, who was on, and she's been a pro-life advocate for many years, and I said, Terry, do you realize how many thousands of radio stations across the country would not allow
us to have a conversation? I heard that broadcast.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
So, that was something. It wasn't, you know, this is just something that came out. It was a Holy Spirit moment. It really was, David. You know, and it just flew on. I thought, you know, Right. I mean, and that's why I'm so grateful for GCN and our other independent broadcasters who join in with us that allows us to communicate this message. And I said, okay, God, I'm doing what you called me to do. It's up to you. And the ears that need to be connected to it and need to hear it, God bless them. And hopefully, it does something of a magnificent nature, because we know that your word goes out and it doesn't come back void, right?
Right. It's the truth. It's the truth, for sure.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, it's very kind of you to note that, and I appreciate it. Now you made me go down memory lane here.
I've been listening to you this morning as well, and gosh, every subject you approach is critical. It's crucial. You're not wasting time. You are on a target, and you're after it. And God bless you for that. God bless you for that. My contemplation is we hardly understand in this culture, how do we get here? What's the real problem? Are the solutions political? What? How do you fix something that's so broke as the present culture?
Right.
And I'm persuaded, Bill, that there is a little known mystery in the Bible that has to come out. Mm-hmm. Thessalonians tells us about what's going on right now, and it talks about the mystery of iniquity that's already worked. Iniquity is mentioned 367 times in the Bible, and nobody knows what it is. It's one of the four reasons Jesus went to the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions, but he was bruised for our iniquities.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know what it is,
right.
And yet it's what turned Satan into Lucifer, rather, into the devil of him, and said he was perfect in all his ways until iniquity was found in him. He is the founder of iniquity. So what is it? Iniquity is a Bible word for narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to that famous 53 chapter of Isaiah, he laid on him the iniquities of us all. What's it talking about? All we like sheep had gone astray. We had turned everyone. Here is narcissism. We had turned to our own ways.
Right.
And that's what iniquity is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Lucifer said, I will be exalted. I'll be like the Most High God. I will send
five times. Five times. Yeah, exactly.
And so here we've got this core issue that I'm not sure. We're so sin conscious right now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the core of iniquity, at the core of the issue is indeed this thing called iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that passage in Thessalonians continues. And here's what it says. Because they received not the love of the truth.
Yes.
For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. If there is one thing that defines our culture right now, and the thinking from top to bottom, it's they are living in delusion.
Exactly. Exactly.
When you reject truth, you get delusion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the solution's got to go back to... I know we're not on our topic yet.
No. Hey, look, we're on the topic God wants us to be on, David. Let's go. Keep going.
And so, consequently, and evil cannot and will not live side by side with virtue.
Exactly.
The animosity between good and evil is there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're reaping the consequences, Bill, of that scripture we know so well. Woe unto them that put good for evil and evil for good. Whoa.
Isaiah 5.
Yeah, you got it. It's like, here we are, and we are reaping the consequences of this thing called iniquity. So the heart of man is where the problem is, and the heart is where the solution has to occur. The heart is like the operating system of a computer, the OS.
Mm-hmm.
And the mind and the thinking is like the software. And unfortunately, if the heart's not right and the software is not right, viruses get in there. And once the virus gets in there, it ruins the whole deal.
Exactly.
And so the heart of man has now become desperately wicked. and who can even know it, right? So what is this issue? It's the fact that we've gone our own way. We think we're smarter than God.
Exactly.
We think God's God, like we're his competitor now, and we're putting down God's thoughts and replacing them with man's thoughts.
Imagine that. How bold is that, David Johnson? We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. Stay with us. We've got more from David Johnson after this. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Well, David, Johnson continues with us. He's the author of the new book, Virtuous Woman. He and I think, spoke about a year ago about another one of his best-selling books. And David is bringing to mind here something that we need to talk about, and that is that as the delusion in our country continues to run rampant, and I believe, David, that you know, is the Holy Spirit, like in Genesis, is hovering over the chaos. The Holy Spirit is mindful of this chaos and delusion that's going through and is softening hearts in the process. And you know, part of my thinking is that it has to get worse for us to realize that we have hit rock bottom and that we really need a Redeemer, that we need to understand. And what I'm seeing and hearing from people is we're getting to that point. I mean, how do we deal with... There's no longer just a woman and a man, two genders. We've got in some states like California, some university applications allow for over 80 gender options. This is how bizarre, delusional that this has become. And people think, well, wait a minute, do I just toss in everything and just, you know, let it all go to hell in a handbasket, because this is beyond me. I can no longer handle this madness. You know what I'm saying?
I certainly do, and you're on it right on it, because the approval of the delusion, the propagation, the promotion, the celebration of the delusion, mm-hmm. is phenomenal. It's on all media, and it's coming from the top of government all the way to the bottom. Mm-hmm. It's affected the government and the educational system and the news cycles.
Exactly.
The promotion of evil, all delusion. And so the propaganda machinery is working in the favor of delusion. But I like what you said, Bill. Maybe we have to hit bottom before we start looking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, that I think that way, but because you wonder how much worse can it really get? You know, that's
and how much more death, David? I mean, we're talking young kids right now committing suicide at record numbers. Mm-hmm. We've got the inculcation of drugs coming across our border. Our national security. No, it's not. You know, this new movie on human sex trafficking out there that is resonating and it's freaking everybody out.
Let it fight.
Yeah.
Tim.
Is that amazing?
Fight.
Yeah. See, the thing is, evil has its own infrastructure and system, and that's what they've laid out. But no matter what they do, God's infrastructure and system has already been in place. It's been in place from the beginning of time, and it goes back with what he said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? That's the roadmap, right?
You're exactly right about that. So now we're facing, I suppose we should, by the way, just for the record, if you don't mind me mentioning it, I wrote a book called How to Conquer Iniquity, or How to Conquer Narcissism. Nobody bought the book because they didn't know what iniquity was. So I rewrote it with a new title, and the new title is called How You See Yourself, but it's available on my website at nothingbutthetruth.org if people are interested. And it's also on Amazon, etc., you know. But so now as to the women's situation. So Tim Ballard and Jim have launched an awareness, and it's heartbreaking to even think about it. Mm-hmm. Children being bought and sold for sex trafficking, for forced labor, for body. It's unbelievable.
It's disgusting. It is, no doubt.
Disgusting. But the acceptance of it is stunning. It's absolutely stunning. Now, here's where I think, Bill, there's hope. Mama Bear is about to wake up.
Oh, yeah.
And she's now sensitive to the fact that the government is wrong because they think the children belong to the government. Mm-hmm. It has been said so. They don't belong to America. They belong to their parents.
Right.
And of course, this is one of the tenets of Engels and Marx in the Communist Manifesto, is that the children belong to the government.
Yes.
And so the educational system has contaminated, the government's contaminating it, and I think Mama Bear's about to wake up. So we've got this Mums for Liberty. I'd like to know where the heck, where are the Fathers for Liberty? Where are they? So thank goodness we got Mums for Liberty, but here's the deal. If the mothers rise up, and they will, because they have always been the anchor of a culture. They are going to rise up, and I think there's some hope in a whole revolution from them. Mm-hmm. The question, though, centers around one other issue, and that is simply that evil cannot conquer evil.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Only good. We overcome evil, not with other evil. We have to overcome evil with good. So with the women's movement, and I think it's really going to blossom and flourish, and well, it should, what's important is those women don't use evil tactics to try and conquer the evil. So hence the book, The Virtuous Woman, based on the 31st chapter of Proverbs.
Proverbs, right.
Yeah, because the women have got to have the fortitude and the convictions and the character to take on this enemy.
Mm-hmm. They can't, Dave, because this is the way God designed them. And what the virtuous woman will do, guess what the virtuous woman will do? She's going to draw out the virtuous man.
Let's believe for that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I get it. I get it in God's order of things. You know, God created the man first, but to complete the man, he gave him the woman. To complete it.
This is saying, and so, he made the man, but the new improved version was the woman.
You've been talking to my wife. You silly guy, you. I'm telling you.
Women, somebody said, you know, women, women are the stronger sex because of the weakness of the stronger sex for the weaker sex.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is two guys talking, ladies and gentlemen. So this part, we're outside of scripture just a bit here. I want to warn you, okay? We're having fun because God does have a sense of humor, by the way.
The women should be happy that if you got two men that are on their side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're cheering them on. I just, you know, in reading this, this is what I saw that, you know, I feel like God's opened my eyes to understand, is that one begets the other, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say that again, Bill.
I say that, you know, that one begets the other, that the virtuous woman will beget the virtuous, will bring him out, because this is the way God has designed us to react. I mean, because what was one of the responses? I mean, they came when God confronted them. It was, you know, it's that woman you gave me.
Yeah.
Not so virtuous. Yeah. If she'd have been the virtuous woman, I wouldn't be the unvirtuous man, right? Possibly.
Yeah. The truth is that I think when God brought the woman, Eve, to Adam, he said, "Wow, man, that's the name woman." You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
He was impressed. He was impressed.
But a lot more than we realize, David. That went down to his very spirit and soul, that said, "Hey, I am complete." God had complimented him with a design that now was going to be he was going to be a better version of himself, and so was she as a result of them coming together. Right.
Right. Some historian said, I think it was Arnold Toynbee, when the men of a society become immoral, that's one thing. But when the women of a society become immoral, there's no return.
Mm.
But if the women become moral again, That is the hope of the change, which you're mentioning
right
now.
Yep, exactly.
That's what should bring men back.
Got to wrap it up. David Johnson, you're awesome.
Medicare,
thank you, sir.
And do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
USA News Update. Israeli President Isaac Herzog is headed to Washington for a meeting today with President Biden. He'll also address a joint meeting of Congress. The visit comes as Biden yesterday invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the United States for an official visit later this year. Iowa's new law that outlaws abortion once a heartbeat is detected is on hold. A judge has granted a request for a temporary injunction just days after it was signed into law. Governor Kim Reynolds says the state will appeal. Expect today to be another day of investigators combing through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. Police found nearly 300 firearms in a walled-off vault behind a metal door in his basement. Huerman's Chevy Avalanche pickup was seized yesterday in South Carolina. Investigators say it helped them crack the case. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, the stage has been set after our conversation with David Johnson about the virtuous woman and all that women represent and the call for supermoms. And a call, I say, it's a call of thanksgiving and appreciation that the supermoms have been activated. Our next guest is Jacqueline Toberoff, and I don't know if her ears were burning while we were talking about the rise of moms, you know, coming into their God-given position. And if she has, then great, then she can feel even that much more appreciated. She's the author of the book Supermoms Activated. Jacqueline Toberoff joins us now. Jacqueline, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, God bless you for what you are doing. I mean, you are such an example, you know, for moms. And as I was sharing with David, what you're doing is you are elevating and causing men to respond because you are, you know, bringing about a boldness that's needed for this exact time instead of just sitting there and allowing our kids to be hijacked and to be abused.
That's 100% right. All I've done is provide a platform, a vehicle for these 12 supermoms that have lit the match that has started the prairie fire. And these are huge names that have all attacked woke ideology from different angles.
Jacqueline, how did you get into this fight to begin with?
So around 2020, before March, I was part of this nascent wave of first-time candidates that happened to be moms running on parental rights. This was even before the pandemic. And while I lost, I had these three huge victories. I helped flip one of the only areas in Manhattan to go from blue to pink. And then there were two others. This opened doors for me. But really what it did was show that the message that I ran on was relevant, and it was exactly what the conversation in America was at that point, and even more relevant right now.
Right. So you became all the more convinced that what was, you know, going through your mind, what was keeping you up at night, was in fact real, and this jettisoned you into the next chapter of your life, right?
100%. You know, it's so funny. I just saw a report out today that said the mainstream media and CDC lied. They overestimated the amount of deaths caused by COVID. This should surprise absolutely no one. And by the way,
exactly,
it's another poll that not one mother needs to see to know is true. We all knew this from the very beginning. They, as you said, hijacked our kids. They hijacked our brains. They hijacked our schools. And the book that I wrote, Supermoms Activated, 12 Profiles of the Hero Moms Leading the American Revival, is a timestamp of a period from 2020 to 2022, because I knew that they were going to revise history, which the Biden administration and the teachers union have already started to do.
Exactly. Yeah, they've had their way with us, Jacqueline, because we were a busy constituency thinking, you know, we needed to work hard and raise our kids. And little did we know what was going on behind the veil. They were indoctrinating our kids. We were being told lies. And this is what gave rise in our narrative here is, who told you? Who told you these things? And, you know, to get people to question authority, to realize that they were reacting based on false information, because all these numbers that we had talked about, even the CDC at one point had to admit that the number that they were presenting to everybody was off by about 96%. Believe it or not, and so we're talking about COVID deaths, right? And it was astounding to me that here it is, this admission comes out, and the mainstream media and social media, which I'd been canceled many times for reporting on the truth of the numbers, you know, they just let it go. They let it go like everything else. So then the call to our audience was, look, you have to own your own knowledge. So don't just take Jacqueline's word or my word for it. Do your own study, because this type of government in which we've been blessed in, I mean, of all places where you and I could have been born, we're born here in America. I mean, we're so blessed to do that. And I think with that birthright comes a responsibility that we must own the government. This is a government of, for, by, we, the people. It belongs to us. It doesn't belong to Joe Biden or the Democrats or Republicans or that. It is our country. It belongs to us. But if we subordinate and we allow our, you know, our national security to be subordinated to these people that are not interested in our kids like we are, then shame on us.
I could not agree with you more. I'm actually sick of when people say, we didn't elect this person, this is an unelected bureaucrat. No, if you vote in these people, they choose who the unelected bureaucrat that we now follow is, and that's pretty much just an elected person. And
exactly,
we have to start owning that as much as we detest some of these rulers, they were voted into office. Not all of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends whether you believe they were installed or not. But by and large, these people were voted into office, and it is our fault, not theirs, that they're terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, I live in Manhattan, New York City. Say what you want about Mayor Adams, but look, he was voted into office. And
right,
it's not his, I have a certain feeling about him, but the truth is, crime is terrible. He sent out a Batman signal to illegals. Look, he was voted in. People voted for this. And he was pretty transparent about what he planned to do.
Right, exactly. Well, it's up to the people to right the ship. And the thing is, we also have to understand how pervasive you know, and deep. The deep state is, I mean, even what happened when Barack Obama left office, he rigged the system. He took jobs that were normally bureaucrat jobs associated with the elected president, and he secured them within the democracy so that they could not be voted out. So they became part of the woof and warp of the bureaucracy in D.C. At a federal level. This is why it was so impossible for Donald Trump to come in and drain the swamp. He didn't know how deep the swamp was and how infiltrated it had become. But this is what's happening. You know, this is a system, this is an infrastructure that has been established by the socialists and the Marxists, the elected Marxists and socialists in our government. And Barack Obama was key to all this because he knew that if Donald Trump was elected, he had to have some sort of ace in the hole. And the ace in the hole was, we're going to put all these bureaucrats in a permanent position that's almost impossible to fire these people, as we know. In our government, this is why it's going to take somebody of a strong character to be able to come in and clear up the mess that we've got. I mean, we see, you know, we see what's happening with Mayorkas at the border. We see how, you know, Garland has broken the law. We see what happened with Christopher Wray. This is only the tip of the iceberg, Jacqueline.
Listen, I'm with you 100%, and we saw the news that came out today regarding President Trump. Everything you're saying is true, and the only thing we can do at this point is to understand government is not coming to save us. We yes. have to be, we have to exhibit some self-agency here, and it's no longer appropriate to say, I didn't know, you know, Biden campaigned from the basement, Adams campaigned. No, sorry, you have tools, you have a smartphone, you have a computer, you have a public library. Get out, go do some research. You're 100% right. Americans are the most charitable people on earth. They are not nice to themselves. They need to start exhibiting some personal agency and take responsibility for their choices, because otherwise they're a permanent victim. They're slaves. And this is not what we were founded upon.
You're exactly right.
Supermoms activated. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was going to say, in this book, Supermoms Activated, I break down, these 12 moms break it down for you. They break down what happened, when it happened, and what you need to look out for and what you can do. It's as simple as that. But your listeners, everyone has to take the first step. We have to stop sitting around and complaining. This is our country. This is our tax money. We are funding our own demise, and we need to stop complaining and do something about it.
Amen. Jacqueline Toberoff is with us, author of the book Supermoms Activated. We're going to get into a deeper dive and a closer look at this journey, this incredible journey of 12 mothers from across the nation. Stay with us. More from Jacqueline after this. We're just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control
control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you. Jacqueline Toberoff continues with us. She's the author of the book Supermoms Activated. Jacqueline, I will say this about my experience, having lived several decades here, is that nothing happens by accident. I think it's interesting right now, as you look at the convergence across the country of what's going on, how moms are stepping up and protecting their children and natural instinct, which I think is, you know, quite fascinating, because we've gone through, what, 50 years where moms kind of stepped away. And, you know, and if I can talk about the ugly truth of abortion that has killed over, you know, over 100 million babies just in the United States alone, it's interesting to see this dynamic, this tectonic shift that has taken place, that moms are rediscovering their rightful position in the name of Jesus, if I might say that, Jacqueline, to realize that they were designed for a purpose. They are the source, in a sense, the source of life here, and that they are choosing life. And I think in the process of doing this, it's like moms are reconnecting with who they've been meant to be. Is that a fair analysis?
Yeah. You know, Carrie Lake wrote an endorsement for my book, and she said this. She said, and I quote, "The most dangerous place in nature is between a mama bear and her baby cub." Mm-hmm. Supermoms Activated is an indispensable book that outlines ways for American moms to usher in the next wave of conservatism in America. Now, to your point, what happened was, is that things were going very well in America, too well, and mothers took their foot off the pedal. They farmed it out, and they outsourced the thing that is closest to their heart, that is part of them, their children. Mm. They farmed it out to the government, to the state. And what happened was, is that beginning in March 2020, as you said, the veil was lifted, and parents saw just how badly the educational complex had failed them and turned their children against them. And listen, I firmly believe had government just stuck with the masks and the vaccines, moms would have hung in there with the Democrat Party. CRT was the death knell. Parents revolted. It has been banned in, I forgot at this point how many states, but parents are demanding merit and high standards. And what has happened is two-thirds of our nation's children are not fourth-grade level proficient in exactly. reading and math. As this is happening, America's largest teachers union is demanding for summer reading gender queer. I mean, you cannot make this up. Right. And again, you know, yes, I am here to promote my book, but I would say the panacea to gender queer is Supermoms Activated. Listen, to your listeners, supermoms, super dads, super grandmothers, you have no idea what's coming this September. It is not going to be pretty in school. Right. It's not going to be pretty.
Mm-hmm. No, and it shouldn't be, because that's what it takes to offset the evil. Because this is flat-out evil, Jacqueline, what they're doing to the kids. And the moms are leading the way, and the papa bears are waking up from hibernation as well. And so, you know, let's bring it on. Let's save our kids. This is about saving our kids, because this thing has gotten so pervasive. It's not bad enough they hijack them in schools, but of course now you have this movie that is resonating across the country regarding, you know, human trafficking and the trafficking of young girls and young boys. And this isn't just happening in Honduras or Colombia. This is happening in the United States of America. We are, as the movie cited, we are the number one purveyor of human sex trafficking in this country, in our own country, Jacqueline. And the thing is that how far away is that from our own kids?
One of the moms in Supermoms actually covers this. Her husband is a Border Patrol agent. And he said, even before this movie came out, he said, you know, look, if you think drugs are the issue, he's like, please, they make so much more money on this child trafficking. It is the most disgusting, perverted, evil. I don't even, words escape me to label what this is. It's in our faith. It's in our faith. And again, we are funding it. We are funding it. Our tax money funds all of this. Yeah. You know, the open
our tax money and our consumerism for it too, Jacqueline. That's the thing that we've been speaking out in the show, is that, look, if you have a taste for this stuff, you need therapy. Go get therapy. Get help, because you need to be delivered from this, because we have too many people in this country who are buying this junk, whether it's drugs, whether it's sex trafficking of little children. I mean, look, I mean, it's that old story, that old Pennzoil, you know, commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. The idea is you pay the price now. It's bad, but not so bad as if you pay later. If you pay later, much more complicated. And that's what's going to happen, right?
Listen, that is actually the entire theme of what's happening now. Had we all revolted in March 2020, and I get it, you know, we were being lied to, and people were hijacked with fear. But okay, let's even move on then, from a year from then. Had we said, listen, this is enough. You open these damn schools now.
Right,
you cut
exactly.
this crap out with the masks. You cut this crap out with the furries and the bonus holes and this just disgusting, perverted nature, and you focus on traditional core curriculum. You know what? It would have been bad, but it would have been a lot better than where we are in 2023. That's the truth. That we've got to stop blaming these elected officials. This is our fault. We run this country, and we have failed our kids collectively.
Exactly. Jacqueline, it demands an equal amount, if not more, pressure from the other side. Men dressed up as women, teaching our kids things that they should never, you know, in our lifetime, we never thought that this would be possible. But as you said, this is blatantly in our face, and we have got to step up and push back in every way possible. This is a spiritual battle. God, we need to bring God into the center of this to combat this effort. But we also, like everything that is with God, you just can't turn it over to God and say, God, you take care of it. No, we have a role to play. This is why your book, Super Moms Activated, the network of moms across the country that you have been promoting and engaging. Because, you know, the thing is that's awesome about this, Jacqueline, is that as other women are talking and going, yeah, me too, you too, me, yeah, right, that's what's, I mean, it's like suddenly the veil of confusion is being lifted off, and we're realizing that we're not idiots, that what we're seeing is the truth. And now what are you going to do with this truth that you now know?
Well, I think, listen, you bring up so many good points. I will say this about this book, These 12 Moms and all the other moms I meet. Again, I live in Manhattan. I'm a Republican or a conservative. I always have been.
You're a rare animal in Manhattan, Republican, right. Conservative. Exactly.
But many of my friends, because I live in Manhattan, are Democrats. Right. They're still not wackos. They demand merit. They refuse to get behind this sexual exploitation of kids. And they want safety. You know, they're not wackos. And the biggest misdirection play from the left was thinking, this is a race thing or a religion thing or a rich versus poor thing. Oh, no, 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 no. In my book, I'll tell you, over 60% of the moms I interviewed were or are Democrats. It's every religion. It's every race. I have Muslims. I have Jews. I have Christians and Catholics. I have Blacks. I have whites. I have Hispanics. There is not one mother in this book that is not disgusted by what's going on. And the biggest misdirection play from the left was to think that they could divide us on education.
Exactly. Yeah. Because the thing is, what brings us together, Jacqueline, it's the thing that always has brought us together. That is the American dream. That is our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, those things that promote American values. That has nothing to do with the Democrat, the Republican Party, independent, whatever. We wish it did. We wish it had more of an anchor for them, but it doesn't. It is about dividing us. But we become united under the colors of red, white, and blue, don't we?
100%. Listen, the American dream is we all want to thrive. We all want to be able to make money. It's called the free market of ideas, of commerce, of property. We all want our kids to be able to get into a school that they've worked their butts off to get into, regardless of whether they're Black or white or Asian. It's whoever does the best.
Exactly.
We're not all winners. We're not all winners. And, you know, sometimes losing is a really valuable gift that you have. But we've got to get back to this American ethos. It's the Republican message has not been amazing. And again, to me, what's so fascinating is it's these moms that are standing in the breach and saying, oh, no, you know what? We are certainly no longer Democrats.
Exactly.
We might vote Republican, but you don't own us either. We're going to vote.
Exactly.
Our loyalty is to our children, and we're going to vote in the best candidate. So you better get with the program and get pro-parental rights. You better get pro-safety. You better get pro things that are going to make my kids be able to afford living in this city, in this state, in this country.
So that they can be the best that they can be. And the best that moms see in their children, right, and promote that. That is the American way. Those are American values. Jacqueline Toberoff has been our guest. She is the author of the book Super Moms Activated. 20 seconds left, Jacqueline. Remind everybody where they can go get their hands on your book and become part of this powerful network.
Please go to Amazon. It's called Super Moms Activated, 12 Profiles of Hero Moms Leading the American Revival. I'm on Instagram, and you can find me at Jacqueline4NYC. That is Jacqueline4NYC. And please connect. Let's grow this network.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government. Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination.